Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you get the best quality meat. So let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
One argument can completely alter the course of someone's life. On April 23rd, 2006, two victims were found in a case that saw one young boy snap after an argument with his mother. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. In April of 2006, a woman named Tiffany Myers told her son's best friend to leave her District Heights, Maryland apartment because he was cursing. Not allowing him to break her rules, she watched him walk out the door that day, only to return about 12 hours later with a duffel bag in hand. The 12-year-old boy often ran away from home, so initially she wasn't too concerned when he showed back up on the morning of April 23rd. However, when the door was opened and the boy, known for his tough nature and short temper, was seen with tears pouring down his face, Tiffany knew that something terrible had happened. That's when he spoke the words that would forever change their lives. He said that he needed to come inside because his mother and his 9-year-old brother were lying dead in their second floor apartment less than a mile away. Immediately calling the Prince George's County Police, she then flagged on the officers as they arrived and showed them exactly where the boy lived. Inside were the bodies of 31-year-old Katrina Denise Poe and her 9-year-old son, Mystery Toma Hillian. Though some sources claim the boy himself called 911 after spending the night with friends, the result is still the same. Interviewing the sole witness, the 12-year-old boy, at some point during their conversation, implicated himself, and he was arrested for the murder of his brother and his mother. Charged as a juvenile, police later found a metal bar in a drainage ditch near the apartment and claimed that, sometime between midnight and 1:30 a.m., the 12-year-old boy used it to beat his family members to death before going to his friend's home. This was later corrected, and the murder weapon was determined to actually be a butcher's knife. According to the sources, though the true motive was never really determined, the unnamed boy allegedly came home and got into an argument with his mother. A dispute that turned deadly when he went back to his room and, while fuming with anger, his little brother came in and began taunting him. He said that he snapped, and that though he was responsible for his brother's death, he felt sorry for taking his life. When it came to his mother, however, he said that he, quote, wouldn't change what he did. Described by those in the neighborhood as a, quote, bad kid who had a horrible temper, they claimed he was known to explode during arguments, got into trouble for hitting people, and often got into fistfights while wearing a mask to try and cover his face. He was often seen walking the neighborhood with his face covered and a book cover over his head to look like horns, told people, quote, I'm crazy, don't mess with me, and once got caught beating up an autistic boy on the playground with his brother Mystery. Despite all of this, he had no arrest record or documented history of abuse. Nothing that would explain why he suddenly snapped and took the life of the single mother who worked two jobs to try and support them. A woman described as nice, loving, and always looking out for her sons. It should be mentioned, though, that, according to some of the sources, there were indications that Katrina was physically abusive to her eldest child, with some claiming that she pitted her sons against one another and played favorites. The boy who killed her was rarely, if ever, chosen as his mother's favorite. Ordered a psychiatric evaluation, the boy became the youngest ever charged with homicide in Maryland. And though he would likely receive time if convicted, he could not be given the death penalty due to his age. Though I could not find what the actual verdict was, due in large part to his name never being released, if found, quote, involved in his mother and brother's murder, he would likely be remanded to a program for troubled youth until he was 21 years old. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear A Terrible Thing Happened on April 24th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.